here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
All right, everyone. Well, my guest today is the co-founder of a company that has done over $8 billion in sales and changed lives all over the world. In addition to being an award-winning entrepreneur, she's written a new book called Resilient. And in my humble opinion, this is a book that is going to help people everywhere really step into a new level of capability and fulfillment. And so, Kathy Coover, thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited to spend this time with you.
Oh, thank you, Susan. I was looking forward to it all day. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you. So, Kathy, people look at you and beautiful, articulate, accomplished, and they may tell themselves that you've never had to endure challenges. And I know you've had business challenges, personal challenges, and you've managed, I've known you almost 20 years, you've managed to do it with absolute grace. And I guess my question, the thing I want to know personally is, how is it that you manage to go through challenges and keep your calm? Most people can't do that.
Well, Susan, I'm human too. And I do, you know, get frustrated many times, but I think with maturity and, you know, you learn to handle things better. But what I usually do, if I have a situation that is very challenging, you know, I write it down. I write all the pros and the cons, and I look for a solution instead of overreacting, because when you're in the moment and you know what I mean, sometimes you're a little frustrated, but if you just sit back, analyze it, look at it and see what the solution would be, you know, the magic can happen. And I practice a lot of things like gratitude, and everybody's going to have challenges, and we learn from our mistakes and we move forward. And, you know, it really makes a difference. It does. So I think in being grateful for what you have and, you know, keeping your why you're doing whatever project it is, why you're doing that, and really keep focused on that. And don't let the little distractions get in your way, because there's always going to be distractions. And then if there's mistakes, everybody makes mistakes, but we learn from our mistakes and then we move forward and we take what we've learned and we apply it. And I think that's the key with a lot of people. It's like sometimes they quit, you know, they get so discouraged and they just can't move forward. And we've all had moments like that. I mean, it's just normal in business.
Yeah, you never cease to amaze me, really and truly, because you can have a challenging moment and then you're walking into a business meeting or you're walking on a stage and no one would ever know it's happening. And I think that kind of resolve and flexibility is something that's so needed today. I want to ask you, there was a report that came out in Business Insider a couple weeks ago, and it talked about how in America alone, over 600,000 women in the month of September elected to leave their jobs, and they're trying to decide, you know, how do I parent or maybe homeschool and, you know, still, you know, keep my head on straight. And I know a lot of women, that's not the life they want. If you were in that situation today where you had to choose between your child and a job, what would you do?
Well, you know, Susan, you know, a family is so important to me, and your children are everything. And we really have to analyze the situation. And this is a crazy time right now. You know, I would put my family first, as I've always done, and make the right decision for my family. But there's so many opportunities for people to start a business at home. You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, and they may really appreciate the flexibility of working from home and, you know, the unlimited income they can provide and all those great things. So I think that a lot of people are being displaced right now. It's very sad. It really is. And especially women, because they're having to homeschool their children, but they want more. They want to do something else. And they really don't want to leave, you know, their careers. But there's options. There's options for so many women. I mean, I left my career, you know, gosh, it was 30 years ago when I left my career as a dental hygienist. And, you know, it was the best decision of my life. And I look for new avenues, new ways to make income from home. And the flexibility is just incredible. And the personal growth and the no ceiling on your income and all those things that are available to you. So there's options for everybody. And you just can't, you got to look for options because we need those now. Everybody needs to diversify their income. You know, it's so true. And in their portfolio, they need to have a residual income. They really do. And I think they really appreciate that right now.
Absolutely. And I thank you for that because, you know, that was me 17 years ago, being in that place where my kids were 5 and 1, our son was on the autism spectrum, that we didn't know it. We just knew something was different about him. And I wanted to stay at home so badly. And when I made a decision to start a home-based business and I was still working full-time, there was a lot of juggling that went on. And I want you to speak to that person right now who maybe is saying, you know what? I'd love to do that. Maybe start something part-time and still be working full-time. What would you say to that person? What are the first steps they should take if they're navigating all of that?
Well, you have to find something that you're really passionate about. I truly believe if you're really passionate about something, you find the time for it, you find the energy for it. And then it's all about time blocking, time management. And, you know, I no matter how busy I am, my family is always first. And I think that a lot of people don't really understand how to really manage their time. And you're an expert at that. I mean, you teach people how to do that. And they just need to look for things that, you know, have possibilities for them with flexibility, something they're excited about. And that's what's so exciting what we provide, Susan.
Absolutely. It's like changing people's lives and that vehicle to be able to do that, which is so huge. And it's going to be messy, right? Like there's that time where it's like, okay, you know, I'm working on my business and I've got to go to work and I've got kids, maybe aging parents. There's a lot of us in the sandwich generation who've got kids at home and aging parents, all of that's going on. There's going to be a period of messy, but on the other side, when that you have that day where you don't have to go to work and perhaps you've replaced your income, you're making enough to stay at home. It's so liberating and it does take resilience. And that leads me to the next question, your new book, Resilience. Why resilience? Why this topic?
Well, Susan, you know, I think so many people, like you said, they see the glory, but they don't know the backstory and they don't know what people have been through. And people have to be resilient in their life, in their careers, and with their family, in their relationships. And, you know, I think we learn from everything and we learn for those things. We push those things forward. I think of all the things that happened to me in my life have really made me who I am. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for those challenges that I went through. And I know how to avoid challenges many times. And I think so many people just give up on their dreams. And I want people to go for their dreams. And not let things, little things stop them. You know, if I stopped at my first failure, I can't even imagine, you know, first failure, you know, really, I learned all the skills and then I just took those with me and I started something new. And I think all those failures prepared me for Isagenix. So, you know, I can tell you that so many people don't have thick skin, but you kind of have to have thick skin and you need mentorship and support and community. And that's so important. So I just really, the reason I wrote the book is I wanted people to see that successful people have gone through challenges and that you just push through them. And I gave a lot of tips in the book that I've used personally to help me get through those challenges. And I know you're in the book and you gave some incredible business advice to people. And, you know, people look for that, you know, they yearn for that. They learn for the mentorship. And especially women, I think that, you know, I was always mentored by men. I never really had a female mentor. And, you know, that's what's so great about what we're doing, Susan, is the female mentorship to so many people that look up to us. And so we have to shine. We have to always be resilient. And you know, it's all worth it.
It is. And you are you set the bar so high in terms of resilience and what you said, you know, keeping your family first. I know you are an excellent chef, home cooked meals, the things people don't know. You text your son, Eric, every single day and pour greatness into him. Now he's in his 30s. I can't even believe it. I can't even talk about that. And that's how you are. It, you know, it's how you show up in the world. Let's dig into one part of the book. When the part where we're discussing in the book, the McKinsey study, then the McKinsey study, if people don't know, it came out in 2019. And what it essentially said, McKinsey is one of the largest research organizations in the world. And what the study said was that by 2030, 800 million jobs globally would be displaced because of technology. And so there are people now who are accountants, who are legal clerks, who went to school, they spent 4 years of college, they might have student loan debt, and they aren't sure what to do. And I want to ask you, this wasn't a planned question by any stretch of the imagination. You and Jim started Isagenics because you had a vision to really empower people. And I want to, and I know you're not stopping. And I feel like every time we talk, you're just getting started. What do you want to say to one of those people right now who's thinking, my job might be getting displaced, or I'm not sure of the future? Could I really be successful in a vehicle like Isagenics?
Susan, that is a really great question. And I think this pandemic has really been an eye-opener to people. We always take things for granted. I mean, look at health professionals, look at nurses, look at doctors. They take their professions for granted. And then all the people that are going to be displaced, because it is happening right now. And what I can tell you is there are options. And if you are nervous about your career, if you are nervous that, you know, something might happen, there's probably a reason why. And you need to take a serious, serious look at direct selling, because, you know, when I started 28 years ago in direct selling, I fell in love with the profession because I could have flexibility. I could work from my home. I didn't have to invest a huge amount of money to start up, you know, and that was huge for me. And then what really got me, Susan, is when I saw that there was no ceiling on my income. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is phenomenal. And then as I was getting into it more and more, as I started building the network of people, what happens is you help people succeed and you go up the ladder. I have never, ever seen a profession like that. It's usually in the corporate world, you know, you go up the ladder at the expense of someone else. So, you know, I love this profession when it's done right. It's beautiful. You know, e-commerce is the key right now. Everybody's looking for an e-commerce platform. You know, people are looking, they're looking for health. They're looking for more money. They're looking for food to be delivered to their door, you know, and they're looking for community and support and personal growth. And that's what the direct selling industry does. It calls you up to be a better person and to help more people in a bigger way. So that's why I'm so passionate about it. That's why I'll do it till I can't. It's just so much fun. It really is not work at all.
It is. And with your book, Resilience, you do have to be resilient to be successful. I mean, I you know, I've been building a direct selling business as one of my businesses for almost two decades. And it's the person you become in the process. And I want to quote Diane von Furstenberg. In her memoir, she wrote, at one point she looked in the mirror and she asked herself if she was really living into the woman she wanted to be. And this profession, unlike anything else out there, you will become the woman or the man that you really want to be, but you are going to have to be resilient. Let's talk about the book, because I think, you know, this, in my opinion, the book is for everyone, but who did you write it specifically for?
Well, I wrote it for, you know, anyone that's looking to improve their life. They're looking for tips to really succeed. You know, you could, it's great for a young person that's just embarking out there in the world to know that, hey, successful people do have to go through challenges. I wrote it for our Isagenix community, you know, and they're using it, you know, and they're training on it and looking at the certain tips and things that I did personally, like vision boards and things like that. I mean, everybody says to do vision boards, but we really don't know why you're supposed to do that. But there's a system in your brain called the reticular activating system. And this system actually, when you see those pictures and you see those goals, it makes you go to work. And yeah. Just gave a lot of tips that I use personally. And then, of course, there's 20 stories in there, too, of other people, of the tips they used and how they were resilient and how they pushed through. And so it's really for everyone. And especially, I believe it's for women, you know, because I think women need support. They need coaching. They need mentorship. And women shine in direct selling. And, you know, it is just a known fact. So, Susan, I want to ask you one question.
Sure.
I'm CEO of a very successful company. And, you know, I've watched you, your brilliance, and I've watched you go through things in your life and with your business and your personal life and so many things. So do you want to share a couple of things, how you've been resilient too?
Yeah.
You might get some tips for people listening today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kathy. It's a great question. I think the biggest thing, it goes back to when I was 10 years old, my dad handed me a copy of Sun Tzu, The Art of War. And it's an ancient philosophical text. It's almost 3,000 years old or more. And it's at Wharton School of Business at Harvard. They study this text. And one of the principles is adapt to your terrain. And I feel like in business, one of the greatest qualities we can ever have is adaptability. If you look at 2020, the people who adapted, just for as many stories as there are of people who've had tragedy and loss, and there has been a lot of tragedy and loss, there are stories of resilient people who did come out the other side. And, you know, and the thing I'll say for me with regard to resilience is this year when everything started to happen, and I even remember calling you back in January going, Kathy, I looked at the R-naught of the disease and I'm like, this is going to be really bad. I actually decided to dig in all of my businesses. So one of the things that I did in Isagenix, I said, how do I serve people more? And I didn't even have a lot of time, but I started doing daily calls and it wasn't easy. I had to be resilient, you know, resilient with, you know, my time management, resilient with how I was going to show up because I knew a lot of people were panicking and I had to lead people, some of them that didn't even have any financial linkage to me. The other resiliency was keeping people calm. In our tech company, we had an existing product, analytics in the retail sector, and our clients are all multi-billion dollar companies, and going back to our team and saying, hey, you know, we have technology to be able to do pre-screening for COVID. Let's get it out. Let's help people and to be resilient and, you know, and say, yeah, we're pivoting this company, like just, you know, all of a sudden. And I think, even in my personal life, going back to something you've said, one thing that's always been a guiding light for me is those 10 items of gratitude a day. And one thing I learned from you, you know, I've been with my husband 20 years, is every day I write one thing I'm grateful for him. Every morning I send my kids Bible verses and gratitude messages. And it's easy to say to do. It's another thing to do it year after year after year. So I want to thank you for honestly being such a, you know, just a beautiful role model and mentor of resilience to me. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Well, today's a special day because my book is on Amazon and it's only $12.95 and all the proceeds go to charity. And so I'm doing a big push over the next 3 days really to get the book out there and to share that with other people. So I encourage you to go to Amazon and purchase the book today. The first 100 people that purchase the book will get a signed copy from me. And I am matching the donation. So my goal, you know, I always have big goals, Susan. My goal is to get 50,000 for the book, and then I'm going to match that with 50,000. And our ISA Foundation really supports children. And now so many children need to be fed. So many children need better education. And then, of course, we have a disaster relief, too, that is so important. And you see all the disasters. So we give to disasters. So, you know, it's a great, great foundation. 100% of the money that's contributed to this foundation goes to the kids and goes to people in need. So I'm very passionate about philanthropy and making a difference. So this is a great time to do it. So thank you, Susan, so much for being interviewing me today. And we're going to make an impact. We truly are. And thank you for your leadership and all you do. You are such a great role model for so many people.
Thank you so much, Kathy. And I want to encourage everyone not just to go buy one book, but to consider buying 10. And I'll just share super quick what I intend to do. The holidays are coming, purchasing 10, giving them out to women who need help, who need resilience. If you have any kind of team, I know some of you are in the corporate world, give this book out to the women on your team. You know, go out there and make that difference. So Kathy, thank you for everything you do in the world. And if this interview has been helpful, Kathy and I would love for you to share it, leave your comments, share on social and tag us. We would love that. So God bless everyone. Go rock your day. And thanks again, Kathy, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.